This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, and we are heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, especially those in Alabama tonight, in Lee County, where they've had that horrible series of tornadoes that ripped up through towards Atlanta. Our thoughts and prayers go with you, the EMTs, the firefighters, the police, hospital ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for the great job you're doing keeping America free and safe, and we'll be talking a lot about that here in a few minutes. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, our first guest, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, about 2 p.m. or so this afternoon, a tornado, probably an F3 tornado, a half mile wide, struck a little town called Beauregard in Lee County, Alabama. Now, initially, we knew there were fatalities, didn't know how many. Many mobile homes in the area destroyed, snapped trees, left a trail of destruction, weather warnings all the way from the Florida Panhandle, where they actually had a small tornado touchdown there. And we'll get to that in a minute, because part of I-10 may, in fact, be closed right now in Walton County. We're waiting for some verification from one of our truckers that's out in that area, and hopefully I'll have that sooner rather than later. But it's just a horrible thing now. 22 people are known dead in that tornado.
That's exactly right, Captain, and I'm sorry to say that that may have gone up by one more. At this hour, we're seeing 23 dead being reported. Also, of course, we're seeing massive power outages in the area. Some 26,000 people were without power in Georgia, and 16,500, they estimate, had no electricity in Alabama. And so, yes, these were some very fast-moving tornadoes, and unfortunately, we have 23 dead at this point, and first responders will be going on the scene, of course, as soon as possible. If they're there already in many ways, but in the light, the daylight on Monday, they'll be able to begin assessing more damage.
And I have affiliates that are carrying the show in that area that are probably on generator power right now. And for those people that are listening to me, we're going to give out all kinds of different information here to try to help you people out, because, Kyle, to add misery to injury here, the weather is turning cold in the south, and this morning the lows in those that area will be in the 30s. They've got no heat, they've got no shelter. Many of people are going to be literally shivering, trying to stay warm and do whatever they need to do. The American Red Cross is the lead agency, as it always is by charter to the federal government in this sort of thing. So if you contact the American Red Cross and want to make a donation, you earmark it for the Alabama tornadoes when you do that. And we'll try to get you all the information on how to text it, this, that, and the other. Obviously, these people are going to need blankets. For the next 3 days, they're going to need some sort of heavy clothing for the next 3 days. Many people have lost everything. That's what's happened. And all we can do is try to join together and help these people out, right?
Absolutely, Captain. And we do have some information on texting donations to the Red Cross.
Go ahead.
So you can text the Red Cross by actually texting the word Red Cross to 90999. That's Red Cross to 90999. That will automatically give a donation of $10. Now, you mentioned earmarking. I think if people want to make larger donations or if they want to make sure it's being earmarked, call the Red Cross at 1-800-435-7669. That's 1-800-435-7669. And, of course, you can also go to redcross.org on the Internet. And there, as well, Captain, if people need help, they also have places on their website where they can find an open shelter, find out how they can help contact loved ones, and so on. They can find out all that the Red Cross has to offer. And WRBL in the area, I might mention, has said that Lee County, or I should say Red Cross officials, are going to be responding to Lee County, and assessment teams will be there first thing Monday morning to help start providing help to the victims.
Yeah, they got people going out of Florida up there and out of other parts of the southeast responding to that area. I know my old unit got activated here a little while ago. But anyway, I also want to remind everybody in Florida, you're not out of the woods in Florida yet. There's a line of severe thunderstorms coming across. Some of them are starting to strike Citrus County right now. Crystal River, you're probably getting some of those storms. Now, they're not going to be as bad as what they had in Alabama and Georgia, but severe thunderstorms have the capability of doing strange things. It looks like as if there'll be some straight line winds in here that may exceed 50, maybe up to 60 miles an hour. They will start to dissipate as they come further south, but Citrus County, Hernando County, be on the alert for the next hour or so as these storms come through. And I'd say they're about 2 hours away from hitting my area here in Tampa Bay. And you'll know when they get here, there's lots of lightning associated with these storms.
That's right. So people need to take out all the precautions they can, hunker down. If you have a battery-operated radio or you're listening on generator power, make sure you find out what local officials are saying.
Yep, and folks, when we come back, we're going to keep our eye on Alabama, but there's a lot of other stuff going on, too, that we need to talk about. But our thoughts and prayers go with you up there in Alabama. Help is on the way. Don't worry. It's headed that way, and you'll be taken care of soon. America is coming to your aid.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I just thought that was America's.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends over at DR Mold Solutions. And you know, with all the rain and whatnot, you need to think about the hot, sticky, humid weather that's coming back in full force after this little blast of cold weather Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here in the southeast. Now, it's the perfect breeding ground for mold, and now DR Mold can help you get control of the mold in your home or office before it does irreversible damage to your health and your property. Mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more problems. So don't put your family or coworkers at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. Just contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Give them a call today, 727-692-9622, and ask about their back-to-summer special. Once again, that number, 727-692-9622. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You're keeping your eye on things there, and I am too, so we'll try to keep the people as best informed as we can. Now, we need to talk about what's up in the Northeast with all of this. There's a snowstorm up there, and that snowstorm is affecting the big city of New York. Along with the big city of New York, you've got Philadelphia, you've got Newark, New Jersey, you've got the airports in New England because it's also snowing big time in New England, and there's a lot of flights that are being canceled. So to all those people that are headed either into New York, New England, or New Jersey, check your flight to see if it's still on time because there's going to be a bunch of canceled flights if they aren't already.
Well, exactly right. And so, again, it's unpredictable in that sense, but when you see this kind of storm and these kinds of temperatures, even you mentioned about the Northeast, but over in Minnesota, it's a negative 11, basically.
And it's 10 below in Burnsville, Minnesota right now, up there at our GCN satellite headquarters, George just told me. And, I mean, it's miserable. 15 below by morning in North Platte, Nebraska on I-80.
Yeah, and so this is bone-chilling cold. It affects all kinds of things, not only flights, but...
That doesn't include the wind either.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and to all the truckers that are going north, listen, if you don't have the proper fuel mixture in your truck by the time you hit St. Louis, forget it. Forget it. You're going to freeze up. That's all there is to it. Because you come out of the deep south, you come out of, I don't care where you come out of in the south, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, you get up there in that part of the country, you've always got water in your fuel, and it freezes, and so will you. So get the additives in the trucks before you get up there with the diesel tanks. And by the way, remember, roads can be slippery in spots, especially on bridges and overpasses, that freeze before anything else does. So stay alert, stay out of the ditch, out of the dispatcher's bad boy box, and maybe even alive. Now, it's supposed to get back up into the 30s by the weekend up there in Minnesota. And another thing to think about, Kyle, is with all the snow they got on the ground up there in the north, is the flooding that's going to happen when things start to melt, because that's what's going to put water into the rivers. And the problem in Minnesota, as well as Iowa, and possibly even North Dakota, that's had some horrible floods up there, is that there may be some record flooding this spring because of all the snow.
Well, exactly right. In fact, you know, I was just hearing earlier today about the rains and storms that we've had in California will, of course, mean we have a better snowpack, and that means it'll melt off over time. But in this case, what you're talking about, of course, is we're talking about flooding that and melts where you don't typically have that much. And so, yes, it will be significant. And they're expecting some 6 inches of snow, we understand, from eastern Pennsylvania all the way through Massachusetts and into eastern Maine.
Well, they were calling for 8 or 9 inches of New York City, which is enough to give them the scare by Jesus into them. And they did, in fact, cancel school. And it was snowing very heavy. I've got a friend that's up there in New York right now that was filling me in and let me know that it was starting to snow a lot worse than what it was. And it was really coming down. So, you know, yeah, it's there.
It sure is. And so, again, it's these times, again, it's just like any other kind of weather-related disaster, is if you can prepare. And also, it's this cold and people are going to be this snowed in many places. You can check on your neighbors or make sure that, especially if they're elderly, and just make sure that people around you are all right.
Yep, and we'll be keeping an eye again on what's going on with the tornado-ravaged area as well as the snowstorm up there in the Northeast all night long for you. Now, Kyle, one of the things that I told you I wanted to talk about is what's going on with the Democrats and the progressive left socialists and their hard swing to the left and what they're trying to do, because I get all of the stuff that they send to somebody they think is a Democrat with my camouflaged email address, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I get some of the top secret stuff that you're not supposed to know about unless you're a Democrat. Okay, have you heard of the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact?
Yes.
What is that?
What it is a series of legislative initiatives in different states that would essentially say that particular state in the presidential general election would, by law, award all of their state's electors, that is, those who go and actually vote for the President of the United States following the election, that they would award those electors to whomever won the popular vote of all 50 states, and not by simply if they won the popular vote in the state in question.
Now, the states that have passed or joined the compact are of no surprise. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. California, Colorado, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State have all signed on to do so so far. They are all blue states. And these states represent 181 electoral votes, 67% of the electoral votes needed. And other states are sure to join in, other blue states. And anyone familiar with the political climate today can see the pattern here. They are all predominantly Democratic states that are doing this.
Well, exactly. And, yeah, with the addition of Colorado soon, it will be 181 electoral votes that would be spoken for, in other words, just guaranteed to whomever won the popular vote. And so,
but here lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the way the Constitution has set up the Electoral College, which means they would be violating the Constitution. There would be challenges to any of these laws that these states have passed, and they're going to try to do it, and there'd be one whale of a legal battle eventually going to the Supreme Court of the United States.
I think it would eventually get to the Supreme Court. Certainly it would, because what we're talking about here, you know, we always hear about disenfranchisement of voters. You know, we don't want voter ID or, you know, this kind of thing because it would, quote-unquote, disenfranchise some voters, according to the argument. Well, this is the ultimate disenfranchisement because what happens, Captain, is that you're going to have populous states that are generally speaking on the two coasts of the United States. They will pick the president in perpetuity if something like this actually gains.
Well, listen to the states I just told you. California, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington State, Hawaii, Illinois, Colorado, Connecticut, District of, that's all coast to coast, border to border, with more coming.
Well, that's right. And this notion has been pushed, you know, by some significant people, Robert Reich included. He wrote an article about
Tom Steyer.
Tom Steyer, exactly.
George Soros. And all the presidential candidates are in line with this.
Well, right.
Because, the Democrats, it is.
Exactly, because, again, it creates essentially an in-run around anybody else in America who wants to have a voice in picking the president. Because, as folks I'm sure know, you get a number of electors. You have two senators, and you have the number of representatives in Congress. That equals the number mm-hmm. of your state's electors.
And here's what they've been doing. People have been moving from the blue states, and yes, they have. New York is one of the big states where they've been moving out of, and they've been taking their blue voting habits, their progressive socialist voting habits, into the areas they've been moving into, which is how Birmingham, Alabama, part of it, turned a very solid blue in the last election, which was surprising to some because Alabama is not a blue state. And, by the way, Florida, which had turned purple in a couple of spots along the I-4 corridor, is no longer purple. It's blue.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you've heard Hillary Clinton, by the way, in recent times has talked about this notion, and they call it one person, one vote. And
yep.
Though that sounds good, it really is a setup for what's essentially a tyranny
right.
of the majority.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And what we just told you, you need to wake up and smell the roses and realize it's about time to get out there and wake your neighbors the hell up and say, hey, we got to fight this thing. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 23 people have died in a tornado which hit Lee County in southeast Alabama. The number could go higher as people are missing. There is major damage. WRBL reporter Elizabeth White is there.
It's just going to be a massive effort. We are talking weeks, possibly months. Everybody has been asking, what can we do to help? At this point in time, Chief Fraser says it best. Just pray for the people here in Beauregard, in Lee County, in the East Alabama area.
Annette Rowland is the Regional Communications Director for the Red Cross.
We are mobilizing our volunteers as well as our vehicles and the food as well as our cleanup kits that we will be distributing. We are mobilizing all of that as we speak.
Parts of Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida were also hit by that storm system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. This portion of the program brought to you by your local GEICO agent, because your local GEICO office can help you with more than just coverage for your car. They can cover you for just about anything that you own. And keep in mind that they've got coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, even your snowmobile. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local GEICO insurance agency. So check them out online, GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, getting back to where we were at, what we were telling the people about was the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which is all tied into the ballot harvesting and all the different things that we've seen. For example, what we're talking about here, folks, is that California, Kyle's home state, has about 36 million people and 55 electoral votes. Let's compare that to the much smaller Wyoming that has 563,000 people and 3 electoral votes, making California 64 times larger than Wyoming. But under the Constitution and the Electoral College, California is only 18 times more powerful in electors than Wyoming, giving Wyoming a political voice. Correct, Kyle?
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah, and the whole point of the Electoral College is to make sure that the different states have that ability to have a say in who's going to be the president of the federal government, essentially. And so otherwise, if you just have these big giants that can dictate, you know, okay, well, we want this person, and it doesn't matter what people in Wyoming or other states, you know, the so-called flyover states want, well, then too bad, because we're going to go the way we're going to go. That's fundamentally unfair.
And the next election is going to be contentious, to say the least, given that Democrats have literally lost their minds over the last one. They plan on never losing another national election because of what we're telling you about, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt that Democrats, especially the new leaders coming on scene, want a secular socialist government with all vestiges of Judeo-Christianity removed. However, that's not what the majority of the American people want. They do not want a socialist nation.
They really don't. There is no choice in a socialist nation. You know, it's really quite amazing to me, Captain, that, like, for example, a candidate like Kamala Harris, senator from California, the Democrat senator, of course, from California, she's talking about
legalizing prostitution. I'm serious. Legalize all across America, legalizing prostitution. It came out yesterday.
Well, sure. Well, the whole thing is that come up with any kind of thing that
they're going to bankrupt Nevada, you know.
Well, yeah, no kidding. But they try to come up with something that they think's going to get traction, with millennials or with younger people, this kind of thing. Anything that just sounds great, but it has no real, substance in the sense of, having it have political validity. You know, they'll try anything. But her particular thing, of course, is Medicare for all, which roughly translates into, you don't get to choose your doctor anymore. We're going to take away your doctor. See, that's what happens under socialism.
By the way, just got a report from Catwoman Road Dog. They're in Waco, Texas, headed south, and it's 30 degrees, which means the bridges are freezing over on the interstate there. So be careful, guys, and all you truckers that are out there tonight, I'm telling you, the first thing that freezes are the bridges. So be very, very careful in that bitter cold weather, as well as the snow. Now, you know, one of the reasons why the Democrats, the Socialist Democrats, are trying to get rid of any vestiges of the Judeo-Christianity is because it competes with their progressive socialist theology. They will not be able to abide with another Republican win, and that's how they think they're going to do it. The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact.
Well, exactly. And because, generally speaking, the states can award electors how they want to. In fact, typically, and of course this has evolved over time, where the electors typically are part of the of political parties, this kind of thing, but they're usually pledged to vote for a particular candidate, usually the candidate that's going to win the popular vote of that state.
That's right.
But there's nothing really that keeps them from not going. As a matter of fact, I think there was a movement afoot back after Trump won in November of 2016 to say to the electors, go in and vote for Hillary now because you have to do this to save the country and this kind of thing.
Yeah, because they don't have to vote for whoever it was that won the state. They can vote for anybody they want.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And they usually are they follow through with whoever they've pledged. Otherwise they're known as what's called a faithless elector.
Well, that's why they're in the party they're in that appointed them. But here's the other thing. The other thing here is that all of this is arguably unconstitutional, but it is none of it has been tested yet. So they're on pretty solid ground saying, well, we're just going to go ahead and do this, the Democrats, that is. We're just going to go ahead and do this and see what happens and see what we do, because they figure it's now or never, because they really believe they're going to strengthen their lead in the Congress, the House, they're going to win back the Senate, and they're going to win the White House, and then they're going to stick it to us.
Well, right. Now, generally speaking, they think they have a leg to stand on because the idea that the Constitution doesn't specify how the electors are awarded, and in the sense that it goes to the states. But here's the thing. If you're trying to make an end run around the Electoral College, I think a strong argument could be made to say, look, you're subverting how the system was set up simply for your own political gain. It doesn't, it's not following what the framers actually set up. And then, of course, there was the 12th Amendment in the late 1880s, basically, which sort of rewrote the whole thing. But it seems to me that they would be able to say, look, you know, you're trying to get out of the Constitution. It's like, you know, trying to legislate away the Second Amendment, that kind of
thing. Well, think about this, folks. If the next Democratic presidential candidate actually wins the popular vote, but once again loses the Electoral College as constitutionally applied, both parties will declare their candidate a winner. This is going to create more of a constitutional crisis. Things will wind up once again in the Supreme Court. And you want to talk about the next Civil War? It might be a real Civil War, because the opposition will not desire secession. They'll want total control of Washington, and the Democratic Party is insisting on their way or the highway, and they're not going to stop at anything to win.
Well, right, and I think we've seen, too, that there's a lot of complicity in many in the mainstream media who, again, it just, for some reason, Captain, over the last 2 years, it's become okay to walk up and of course, I'm saying this in a facetious way, but for some reason, it's become okay to walk up and punch somebody on a college campus because they have a hat on or they have a
Yeah, but that guy got busted that did that. Did you see that?
Well, exactly, but the feeling is, well, it's okay because it's okay to hit Nazis, you know, this kind of stuff. And if Trump and all his followers are all Nazis, well, then that's all right. In other words, it creates the basis, the very basis of what you're talking about, the idea that there would be a civil war.
And for these Democratic women that are leading the charge out here with AOC out there in front, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and with this Omar woman, and with the other one there, whatever the heck her name is, I don't even care about their names anymore. But these people, if you don't want, for God's sakes, you're supposed to be representing your people in Congress. And if you don't want to stand up for America and be part of the solution, instead of being part of the damn problem we got here, then it's about time for you to recuse yourself, go back where you came from, and say, I tried, but I failed. And Minnesota, you need to get that woman the hell out of Congress. Figure out a way. Get her gone. She does not belong to be in Congress, in my opinion. And we're talking about Omar.
Well, the very fact that she's made these anti-Semitic
every day
and so forth, it seems to me that
every day now, every day she's saying something.
Yeah, well, what it proves is that she's unfit to be a United States representative.
You would think.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not an attorney, but you would think that would be a basis. Now, even Nancy Pelosi is kind of sitting back and giving them a little bit of room, if you will, not trying to get very close to this because, my goodness, she might get her hands dirty.
Well, I think she's trying she's watching to see sort of how a lot of this pans out.
And they're going after the Democratic congressman that's along the border that's been trying to, you know, stand up against him, Richard Cuellar. They're going to primary him and try to get him out of office because he's not representing the illegals properly.
Well, right. And see,
what do you mean representing the illegals?
Right. Well,
they don't have any representation. That's why they're illegal.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they're the representative for American citizens and not for illegal aliens. Exactly.
All right. Well, I got to let you go, but listen, give us how to find you real quick here.
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Kyle.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And if you're here in the Florida area, get ready for some storms coming through. They're already up there in Citrus County, Crystal River. Headed towards Hernando County next, coming this way. Probably be down here in about an hour and a half or so. But I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the
the Inc. 5000 fastest growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time these kind of like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind the brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All right.
Friday, Jerry Reed up there running around in that car with old Fred in the front seat, the big old basset hound, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. All right, this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. I was up at Moss Nissan on Saturday in Newport Richey, the flagship store. What a great turnout we had. What a great turnout we had. And we didn't just have... We didn't have Shep and his buddy there. We had four police dogs. And, of course, did you know that these dogs have fan clubs? We had people show up with I'm a member of the Shep fan club. I'm a member of the Chris fan club. I forget the names of all the dogs there, but it was great. It was great. They were right there. They brought them right up to me because my my tent that I had was where we were selling the shirts for the Sheriff's Association, the donation. It was where the donation jar was, and it was where they were selling David Moss Foundation shirts, too. All donations, all proceeds went for the dogs, and we had a whale of a day. Several hundred people showed up. It was just absolutely great. Now, a winter storm is continuing over the northeastern U.S. and going through New England. An Arctic air mass is expanding into the east, coming from the northwest, as far west right now as Idaho and Montana, all the way down into Kansas, Oklahoma, the northern part of Louisiana, and I hate to tell you this, but Alabama, cold weather's on the way to you. And a coastal storm system is bringing heavy snow, hazardous travel from the northeastern U.S. and into New England into Monday, probably until about Monday afternoon. We do have winter storm warnings up for New Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania. Now, that includes New York City. That includes Philadelphia. That includes Trenton. That includes Connecticut, Hartford, Rhode Island also. Providence included in this. That includes Boston. Snow up into the southern part of Vermont, New Hampshire, and most of Maine with a coastal winter storm warning way up there in about Bangor. Now, the rest of this weather system is way below normal temperatures, and biting wind chills can be expected over about half of the country. Now, if you're in Idaho, if you're in eastern Washington state, if you are in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, northeastern Colorado, as well as most of Kansas, about half of Oklahoma, which includes the entire I-40 corridor, the western part of Texas, which includes the Panhandle, Illinois, all of Minnesota, all of Wisconsin, all of Iowa. We've got temperatures tonight ranging from the below zero area to single digits on down to below zero, and 15 below is what it's supposed to be in North Platte by morning, 11 below up in Burnsville, and parts of Minnesota may see temperatures colder than that. So we do have still a winter storm warning west of Denver. There is some snow in the Denver area tonight. So those of you listening to us in Denver, be careful going west, Grand Junction. Temperature is going to be in the 30s by morning, but you've got snow upstairs to get there, so be careful there. You've got some snow in the western part of Montana. You've still got some winter driving conditions, or advising everybody to be careful on I-90 going across South Dakota because of a lot of patchy ice spots and snow on the road, as well as the panhandle of Texas and all of the area east on I-40 of Albuquerque, I-25 sections, ice patches there as well. And we've got fog of all things, fog tonight in parts of the Gulf from southern Alabama, southern Mississippi, Louisiana, over to Texas. Again, very cold temperatures across the south tonight, and it's going to get colder the next couple of three nights till Thursday. So be careful out there. Be careful. And to the people in Alabama, all I can tell you is help is on the way. If you want to contribute to the lead agency, that would be the American Red Cross. You can text them at 90999. $10 will be given to them. It'll go straight to the Alabama Fund. If you want to call the Red Cross and earmark more than that, that's fine too. Now, what they're going to need right now is blankets and shelter and warm clothes, because for the next, like I say, 3 days and nights, it's going to be miserable in that part of the country after you've lost your house. All right, let's go to the phone lines. You got Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. What's up?
You know, it's hard to believe that California has more Republicans that live there than any other state.
It is hard to believe because it's a Democratic state and it's a sanctuary state.
Yeah, it's an illegal immigrant.
And by the way, two-thirds of the Senate and two-thirds of the House is run by who?
Democrats.
Yeah, in California. Yep, with a Democratic governor. Okay, go ahead.
But I think that interstate compact could never pass muster with the current Supreme Court. I don't think it will either,
but that's just my opinion, but I'm not a lawyer.
If they were smart, they would litigate that now and have a decision before.
No one has challenged it. No one has challenged it yet. Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't take it to the Ninth Circuit. Somebody's got to take it to a Midwestern or Southern Circuit to challenge it.
Yeah, the third or the fifth.
Yeah, or even here in Indiana, Seventh District.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I find that, I mean, you talk about gaming the system. You know, Obama brought his Chicago-style politics to Washington. And
sure did.
Stuck.
Yep.
This is how they do it.
Yep.
Hook or crook, they're going to win an election.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that the American people wake up. I mean, the way they've got it situated now, you know, they're probably not going to gain anything because, you know, the blue states are going to go Democrat anyway, and that's who's doing it. So you're going to state the obvious. But if you got a red state that had a Democrat governor, or maybe something like Virginia that's a purple state,
mm-hmm.
and if they could pass that, that would really screw things up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think within the next election or two, I think Florida is going to be a blue state.
Could very well be, because the people that are moving here are bringing their northern voting habits with them, their progressive socialist voting habits. They're doing that on purpose. You ought to see I-4. I-4 that had some purple places. It ain't purple no more in Orlando. It's blue.
Yeah, it's blue. You know,
Jacksonville is blue, by the way.
That's another one. You know, a big Navy base down there, a traditional, a really southern town, it used to be, is now blue, like you were talking about Birmingham.
Yeah.
Some of those ritzy suburbs, they come from the north down there.
Sure did.
And it's like that around Atlanta.
That's how they got a Democratic senator.
Yes. And where my son's at in South Alabama, in Baldwin County, you find a lot of people from New Jersey down there.
By the way, watch and see if that Democratic senator gets voted out this time around.
Oh, I think...
He was only elected to fill the term, remember?
Yeah, he had 2 years, so he's coming up in 2020.
That's right.
I think he's good. The only thing of it is, Roy Moore has been vindicated in a number of ways with the women.
Well, he's been vindicated on what they tried to do against him. They threw a bunch of trash against him, but it cost him the election. But he is not going to be the next candidate, I do not believe.
He could be a wrench in the gear, though.
True.
You know, they've got a plenty. You know, I look for Sessions to run for it again.
I do, too. All right, listen, I got to run. Here comes the music.
Okay, Captain, I will talk to you later on in the week, and it's 7 degrees in Lafayette, Indiana.
I got you on the 7 degrees. Okay, well, he's in the heat zone there, but I'll tell you, to the west, it's below zero, and it's headed your way, Dan. All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is coming back when we come back right after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we stroll along, keeping you informed. And to the folks in Alabama, our thoughts and prayers go to you. Help is on the way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.